Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. On today's episode, I actually wanted to talk about something that Dean Graziosi and I had a long conversation about on a flight over to Florida, and something I think will help you as well.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Okay, so this is the conversation, and it's something that I think a lot of us entrepreneurs it's something we're really, really good at on one side of the coin and really, really bad at on the other side of the coin. And that is building culture, right? Now, you may look at ClickFunnels and think, man, Russell's built the most amazing culture of all time, right? And it's true, I have built an amazing culture of customers in our world, in our community, and things like that, right? Like, if you read the Expert Secrets book, the whole thing is focused on that. Like, how do we create a movement? How do we get those people and get them to believe and get them to move and get them to, like, all those kind of things, right? The whole point of the Expert Secrets book is how to build a mass movement, right? Like, that's the kind of the focal point. I feel like we've done that as good, if not better, than anybody else on the planet. I'll say that. I can say that, right? Which is really, really cool. But then on the other side, and Dean and I had this conversation on a flight to Florida, is just we've been so good at building external community culture, but not as good at building internal team staff culture. And I sat there thinking, like, why is that? Like, in my head, they should be the same thing or very similar, right? Like, it's culture, it's people. They all should, you know, like, if people or if our customers are drawn to this mission, like, the team members on our team should be as well, right? And it's something that's always been confusing for me. I think a big part of it is just because I've never actually had a job. I've never been on the team where I wasn't the person on the team, you know what I mean? And so part of it's just definitely that. Like, I just don't have the perspective or understanding. And so I'll kind of start with that. Like, I definitely think and understand and believe that's a big part of it. And so as I was trying to think back why, and I remember conversations I've had with team members, and hopefully this will give you some insights. I think what I've realized is, like, I'm really good at creating culture in a community, but not inside of our company. And we've been focusing and changing and trying to figure out how to do that, because I believe that is such a core integral piece. In fact, I feel like some of the struggles we had in ClickFunnels kind of in the middle years were because of that. We didn't have the most amazing internal company culture, and we've been trying our hardest, especially over the last, man, 12, 18 months or so, to change that as we're preparing for ClickFunnels 2.0 and things like that. And I feel like it's better now than it's probably been maybe ever since the very beginning, which is cool. So we are getting better at it, but definitely there's been a struggle. And I think, like, what is the thing that's caused us to struggle? And so the thing is just, I didn't have empathy or understanding for our own team, right? For me, like, the obsession of this mission is obsession for the end customer. Like, I will bleed and die to create and to serve and to figure out ways to serve that customer. And in my mind, that should be what everybody else is doing as well, right? So, like, I'm out there killing myself. And so for me, it's all about this other person, like this customer who I'm killing myself for, right? And so, like, that's where I'm trying to like, all my focus is there. So when someone would come to me and they're like, I don't feel appreciated, I don't feel like you care about me and stuff, I'm like, what are you talking about? This isn't about me or you. This is about that person over there, like that customer. That's the person we're trying to serve. And, like, and I'm always confused by that. And so I think because of that, I definitely had some conversations with my team that I shouldn't have had, or I did them incorrectly. Because again, I didn't understand. I was just like, this isn't about me or you. This is about the customer. I don't understand that. And what I realized, after talking to Dean and just thinking through this a lot, is that where for me, the end customer is the customer, right? It's like, it's the entrepreneur who's learning my stuff and, like, and having the aha's moment. Like, that's who my end customer is. And that's who I'm trying to serve and who I'm, like, killing myself trying to impress and make happy, right? And I get the feedback from them, right? They post on social media, they have changes, they have the aha's, they have this, like, I get the feedback from them. But for my internal team, the customer isn't necessarily the end customer. It is indirectly, but for them, I'm the end customer. Like, I'm the person they're trying to impress or trying to figure out, right? And so that was the shift in the aha. Like, as much as I'm trying to, like, kill myself for the entrepreneur that I'm serving and getting them to, like, notice me and I want feedback and I want them to praise me, tell me how great I am, the same thing my team wants, but I'm my team's customer, right? Like they're creating stuff for me and then I'm creating stuff for the, you know, for my customer. So I also realized like, oh my gosh, like that's why I'm doing this incorrectly. Like the end customer for my internal team is me, right? They want my validation. They want my feedback. They want me to be happy. And so as frustrated as I was with them initially of just like, this isn't about me or you, this is about the end customer. For them, I am the end customer. And that was this like shift in my head of like, oh my gosh, that's what I have to understand. So again, I've not been perfect at this, but when you're building your own internal company culture, you have to realize that, that you and the stakeholders in your company, the, whoever it is, like as much as you want your internal team to have, you know, the end customer as their, you know, as the person they're trying to serve. And it is, like in reality, their job depends on them serving you. And so when I had that, it like, it softened me. I was like, oh, I get it. Like, I feel like the jerk of the situation now because I didn't understand it ahead of time. And so I want to share it with entrepreneurs because I think for a lot of us, you're like me and all you're focused on is the customer you're serving and your team is there killing themselves and you're frustrated. Like, why are they working harder? Why aren't they doing this stuff? Why aren't they, don't they see what we're doing? Like, why do they want feedback? Why do they want me to care? You know, all those kind of things. And it's like, oh, it's because you are their customer. And when you start understanding that, you make that little shift. It's like, okay, well now I need to figure out like, how do I serve them? How do I create a culture where they know that I'm happy with them, that they know that I'm grateful for things they've done. Just like I'm trying to get a validation for my customer, right? Like when they have success and get a hand raised, like that's huge. For my team, when I get my hand raised, when I have success, that's how they win. And so I have to figure out ways to like include them in success, make them feel happy about the success as opposed to be just hoarding all the accolades from the end customers. That makes sense? Anyway, it was just a little shift in thinking, a little aha. Because I think so many of us are great at building our community cultures and we're not that good at building our internal team cultures. Now, that's not all of you. Some of you guys are the opposite. You're amazing. Your team is like the greatest culture of all time. Your people would die for you. They would go to the ends of the earth for you, right? But maybe you don't have the community culture, right? It's a business people coming in, they're going and buying something and leaving. And so just want to kind of put that in your mind, like that shift in perspective, because when I had that shift, it was like, oh, I am the customer. I got to change how I'm thinking about things, how I'm doing things. So anyway, hope that helps. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast or any of the episodes of the podcast, please let us know. I'm going to start doing, I think, more long form episodes. As you can see, if you're watching the video version, I'm in the Napoleon Hill room right now. We just got decorated. We got microphones. We got speakers. We got a bunch of cool stuff in here. So I'll probably do some more longer form podcasts and stuff moving forward. But anyway, I'm excited. There's so many cool things happening. ClickFunnels 2.0 is close. Funnel Hacking Live 2022, I think. Is that the year we're in? Oh, all the years are a blur now. It's close. All the things are close. And you're about to see some fun stuff coming from ClickFunnels HQ. So I appreciate you all. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. And if I can do anything to help you, please let me know in the wherever you can. Take a picture of this, tag me in it, and drop your questions, and I'll try to respond to them in future episodes. So thanks again, you guys. Appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you also can get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.